So they did not want to be liberated by the Russians. So they made us get up and go walk, which is called the Death March. Mother had a few cubes of sugar. I don't know where she got it from. I'll never forget this. I'll never forgive myself. She told me to. I should keep it. I had some kind of a coat, a thin coat, green coat with pockets. So I put it in here to keep it. We had no food, no clothes, no shoes. I mean, the shoes, we had rags around our shoes because they were falling apart. And we started walking in the snow. It was January, and we walked for days. And they let us stop every once in a while on the side of the road, in the snow, in the woods, to supposedly rest. Well, we lay in the sand, in the snow, and we ate snow because we needed something. There was nothing else. And we walked for days, for we, I think 2 weeks, and people were falling like flies, dying. Now I couldn't walk. I had a pain in the groin. I couldn't bend my legs. Actually, one leg. And I said, I gotta sit down. And my mother said, no, you can't sit down. I said, I have to sit down. And she showed me a woman sat down and she was shot. All of a sudden, my pain was gone like a miracle. The will to live is so strong that no matter what, you just want to live, no matter how miserable you are, hoping that things will get better. So as we're walking, my mother says, give me a piece of sugar. I go there and the sugar is gone. Can you imagine what I felt? I lost sugar and my mother wanted sugar. I started crying and I just don't know. I cried. There was nothing else I could do. Anyhow, finally they put us on a passenger train with seats, upholstered seats. And we were like, God, it will be heaven. Unfortunately, it was a short ride till we got to Ravensbrück. No, not Ravensbrück. Another camp, a small camp. I think it was called Taucha. I mean, I was little, and I'm 83 now, you know. You forget. And so we got off and we started walking again. I don't know why they did that. I have no idea. We walked and walked and we walked to Ravensbrück. And as we walked in, I mean, out of the 5,000 who walked, maybe 1,000 survived. They cut off right in front of us and made us go into a barracks behind iron gates. It turned out to be a lunatic asylum. One front part of the barracks was a lunatic asylum, and on the other part, they put us in there. On the floor, nothing there, just the floor. And locked us up, that you couldn't get out the gate. One day, and they took every once in a while, they took out some people for some kind of work. Now, when we walked in to Ravensbrück, there was a pile of dead bodies on the left-hand side, so high that I had to go like this to see the top. Unbelievable. Naked bodies. There were 100,000 people in Ravensbrück, from what I understand, at that time. So one day, somebody who went out to work came and told my mother that my two sisters, whom they took away, and we thought that they're going to be for the military, said that they were in Ravensbrück, my two sisters. Now, we couldn't get out. They couldn't find us, so many people. Whoever told them was on the same transport and said that we came into Ravensbrück, my mother and I. So they started looking for us. And they found us, but we couldn't get out. My mother, she was unbelievable. May she rest in peace. So one day, they opened the gate to let some workers out. Oh no, and they came to the gate, my two sisters. Can you believe it, how what we felt? They were alive. They were sure that mother and I are dead because they left us in Birkenau, where they were, it was a killing camp. You know, I don't have to tell you, you must have heard it. And so they came to the gate, and it was like unbelievable. They looked wonderful and everything was good. How do we get out of there? So one day they were taking out some people to work, and my mother pushed me under, and we snuck out behind, out the door, and we made it. And we hooked up with my two sisters, and, you know, till the end, okay, then, finally, they started walking us again. We walked into deeper and deeper into Germany. They wanted to be liberated by the British or the Americans. They wanted to be as far away as possible from the Russians, and I don't blame them. Anyhow, so we're walking. This is already, yeah, we were in another little camp and another little camp, and then we walked. And then, of course, the snow was gone. It was April. And we're walking. And what the hell, where are they taking us? They kept walking. And they kept on letting us go into the woods to rest. And the bombs were falling. We were going through big cities like Leipzig. I'd never forget that. We were crossing a bridge. I had this green coat with two pockets, you know, and a tin can tied into a scarf, and I rested my hand in there because I, you know, the weight of that thing. And I started crying as we were crossing the bridge. And my sisters asked me, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I just want an ice cream." I saw some children in a window eating ice cream. We walked through, people were standing in the window and watching us walk. You know, with Christmas trees were still in the windows from, you know, everywhere we went, there were Christmas trees and children in the window. And one bridge I was crossing, I was crying. I guess I was crying a lot. "Why are you crying?" "Because I just want to eat a raw potato like an apple." Now, we found some potatoes, raw potatoes, and my sister, the middle sister, was very good at slicing very thin. So she was delegated to slice everyone a thin piece of potato, raw potato, and the potato had to last us a few days. So my wish was to eat a potato like an apple, not to eat thin pieces like that. So that's another story. So anyhow, so they're walking us and stopping. We stopped at a farm once and they let us into the barn, which was wonderful because it was warm. But we thought we were going to stay there all night. Then in the middle of the night, they would say, "Aus, aus, aus," and out we went again. And finally, we were in the woods again, and they said, "We're staying for the night," and then again, "Let's go." Now, what happened when we were in the woods? A lot of people ran down to the village and brought back potatoes. They built fires. They were going to, you know, made themselves comfortable. And they let us. And then they all of a sudden, like 2 or 3 hours later, "Aus, we're going. So my mother said, "We're not going. We'll go back deeper into the woods. And after they leave, we'll decide what we're going to do."